It's going to be really interesting to see whether or not, just based on this one analysis, whether or not the Oncotype DX assay actually gets incorporated into standard of care guidelines, et cetera. Any thoughts on whether you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think it's happening already. I think Peter Avdin is working with us to sort of modify the adjuvant online to introduce recurrence score. And as John Bryan showed in his analysis that was presented in St. Gallen, this is actually a true situation. In other words, recurrence score goes above and beyond adjuvant online and vice versa. So they provide complementary information, which is important for the patient. But what the adjuvant online doesn't do, that recurrence score does, it doesn't give you any prediction on benefit from therapy in general. Although it does have some assumptions based, I'm sure, grade and other factors. But adjuvant online in general is just a prognostic index. Recurrence score adds prognostic value, but also predictive value.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other recent findings coming out of the NSABP and specifically in the last San Antonio meeting. And another one, of course, was some data that came out of the Sentinel Node study. Could you sort of summarize what the study looked at and what was presented?